WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the eve of a visit by Houston YMCA executives to Bryan College Station came questions of the College Station City Councilman who's leading a large steering committee promoting a branch location.
I would hope that the council would have an open mind and just simply at this point say, let's continue to explore the possibility.
Carl Mooney told the council last night the Y's next step is deciding whether to spend $25,000 for a feasibility study on whether to proceed with what could be an $18 to $25 million facility.
So we're looking at a year, maybe less, but most likely a year or longer before the Y can actually come back with a fully formulated concept of what they think they could do here in Bryan College Station.
Mooney says no money from either city or the Convention and Visitors Bureau is being spent on today's visit by the Houston YMCA's president and three vice presidents. This Sunday, Still Creek Ranch will honor its co-founder and longtime co-director, Margaret O'Quinn.
Margaret O'Quinn and her husband Danny founded Still Creek Ranch in 1988. They ran the home for abused, neglected, and abandoned children for 24 years.
So the lives of kids that they've impacted is easily over 1,000 children.
O'Quinn's daughter, Mandy Berlin, and the rest of her family said goodbye when she passed away earlier this month. This Sunday, they're hosting a memorial service at the Brazos County Expo Center to honor O'Quinn's life of service and generosity.
I just would love to invite any and anyone that, you know, knew mom and knew of mom and needs a kind of rejuvenation of life. I think that this is going to, we're all going to walk into this room, but walk out as different people.
The service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Identities have been released of three people in a car reported stolen from Brazos County that was involved in a high-speed chase with a DPS trooper Wednesday night that ended in a crash on Highway 105 near the Brazos River Bridge. The driver, 18-year-old Devon Frederick Cross of Navasota, was arrested and taken to the Washington County Jail following medical treatment. The passenger who was ejected and died was identified as 29-year-old Amelia Mejia of Waco, and the other passenger who was ejected, 18-year-old Justin Garcia of Bryan, remains hospitalized in Brenham. MSC Opus has added a special concert, and they're not done with this year's schedule. Main stage ticket package buyers get first dibs on an acoustic performance from Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt the evening of November 3rd in Rudder Theater. Remaining tickets will go on sale to the general public August 17th. Officials say this is not the mystery event that was teased when the season announcement was made. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. A Bryan man with ties to Navasota and Houston has been added to the DPS 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. There's a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the capture of 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. DPS says the gang member is wanted for engaging in organized criminal activity. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in church with your company's logo. Send monograms and more your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right shirt styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit, the new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another hot day shaping up for the region. Lots of sunshine. It'll push temperatures to 95 to 100. The heat index today, probably around 105. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 75. For tomorrow, we're sunny. We're hot. We're 95 to 100. Again, the heat index tomorrow afternoon, close to 105. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 75. It'll be sunny and hot Sunday. Temperatures are probably going to be up around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little while, with A&M picking up the number 2 spot in the SEC Summer Power Rankings for basketball. Couple of Aggie track and field athletes showing well at the Pan Am Games, and the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped one to the Cane Cunners, but picked one up that they actually lost. Yeah, I know, it's weird. We'll share all that with you coming up at about 7:50.
Okay, so what does a summer power ranking mean? They're really good in pickup games?
Nothing.
All right.
Okay. It's just somebody talking good about A&M basketball.
Well, we like that. That
doesn't
a good
happen
thing.
Terribly often.
Yeah, well, that may change. We'll have
Very
to see.
Very true with that class.
That's all right, though. I mean, as long as we're talking basketball in Texas in July, what are the chances? Who knew?
Well, and nothing in the crime blotter, so.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you got that going. All right, you've probably heard of IBM's supercomputer program, Watson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, taking on people and beating them in chess and all that kind of stuff.
Didn't he play Jeopardy?
Yeah, he did Jeopardy, right. Well, now you can use Watson to analyze your personality. Simply enter something you've written, like a long email or a longish Facebook post, and let Watson go to work. In seconds, the real you is revealed. It also scores you on various needs and values. Now, don't write it after you've heard this. You need to go find something you've already composed. Put it in there. And then let's see what Watson has to say about you. Mm. Then you can end up having a poor self-image all by yourself. I mean, just fine. So now, I think we had found out more about this 560-pound guy yesterday, huh?
Who
was biking
we?
Across
yeah.
the road. Well, you said something about...
Someone did the math and found out that fat is something like 0.9 grams per milliliter, and they did a whole bunch of math and figured out, lost about, based on the amount of weight that he lost, he's getting about a little over 11 miles per gallon of fat.
Hey, hey!
So he's borderline a Hummer. Gallon B.
Gallon of fat. Let that just sink in for a minute, okay?
Don't sink into a gallon of fat.
Yeah, gallon of fat. Yellowstone National Park officials warning tourists to keep their distance after a bison flipped a woman into the air as she posed for a selfie with the animal. They don't know what selfie sticks are. Anyway, the dangerous encounter was the fifth run-in between park goers and a buffalo this year.
So gore count and running of the bisons at Yellowstone is one right now.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a second attack, didn't you just say?
Well, as a matter of fact, no. Well, of course, flipping is, no, it's the fifth, as a matter of fact, this year. 43-year-old Mississippi woman turned her back on the animal to get a photo with it. Somebody nearby saw the woman and her daughter about 6 yards from the animal and warned that they were too close just before it came at them.
Yeah. In what world do you think you can get within 20 feet?
Well, why would you want to get within 20 feet of a wild animal?
Again, we elected Obama twice.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
You're counting on the intelligence of people.
That's
that just
right.
Isn't
We'd
there.
Have to ask her who she voted for. Anyway, then they tried to run. Obviously, not their terrain. The buffalo caught the woman, tossed her with his head. Family drove her to a nearby clinic, treated for minor injuries. Maybe she's learned. Maybe she's learned. Unruly passengers and their fellow passengers take action themselves. A man on a flight from Hong Kong to Russia on Siberia Airlines. Haven't seen a commercial for them in a long time. Wonder what kind of food they serve on a Hong Kong to Russia flight. Anyway, had to be restrained, a passenger allegedly drunk and insulting other passengers. Around a half dozen passengers subdued the guy and used seat belts and tape to tie him into place while the plane landed safely and he was detained.
Once they got him settled,
yeah,
they got a couple in on him.
Right, don't you think?
Yeah,
somebody happened to... Yeah,
I said shut up.
Apple is offering students or eligible faculty members a free pair of Beats Solo 2 wired headphones with the purchase of a new Mac. Company announced the back-to-school promotion yesterday. Runs July 28th to September the 18th at Apple retail stores. We don't have one of those here.
No.
And an Apple-authorized campus store. We have that, don't we? I think there's.
I believe we do.
Yeah, we do.
So, there you are. Got that going on for you. Did you know that out there in outer space, we have a bigger, older cousin planet?
I heard about this.
Yeah, NASA, we're still relevant, said Thursday that its Kepler spacecraft has spotted Earth's, quote, bigger, older cousin. We all have one of those, don't we? they show up unannounced at the family reunion, and everybody goes, who's that? Oh, that's my bigger, older cousin. This is the first nearly Earth-sized planet to be found in the habitable zone of a star that is similar to our own.
It's like 14 kajillion light years away.
Sure.
14,000 light years.
Oh,
which
okay.
Is 75,
oh, okay.
Which is 75 miles per hour is just a few quadrillion years
okay.
To get there.
So in other words, they could tell us it's anything, and we're not going to know.
Right.
Because we're not going to ever be there. But that's fine. NASA can't say for sure whether the planet is rocky like ours or has water and air. It's the closest match that's ever been found. We're going to call it Kepler-452b. I guess there must be a 452a. Someplace.
You know there is, and
yeah.
Probably a c as well.
Yeah, and as you say, 1,400 light years from Earth. It's about 60% bigger than Earth and is located in the habitable zone of a star so that you could probably have, it's possible to have, liquid water on the surface of the planet.
Hey, since we're being sciencey.
Yeah.
Nothing seemed unusual yesterday in Norman, Oklahoma, with the National Weather Service forecast take place.
Yeah.
They were looking at the radar, and at first indication, it looked like giant cloud cover and a rain burst could happen in North Texas.
Oh, cool.
After doing a little digging, because it seemed out of the ordinary, they realized it wasn't a cloud.
Oh, what was it?
Bugs. Lots and lots of bugs.
Awesome. It was bugs.
Grasshoppers and beetles flying between the ground and 2,500 feet, covering an area of about 50 miles.
Whoa. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I was just curious. Do you have any smaller cousins?
They'd have to be minions, but no. Exactly.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, what happened? Were these things eating plants? How did they get to there?
They say it's relatively common in that part of Texas, but it doesn't.
No, it's Oklahoma.
Well, no, the services in Oklahoma, it was in North Texas that they saw the
really?
Radar signature, correct?
Well, what part of North Texas is that?
Hang on.
Okay.
Bats regularly show up on radar.
That's not the same.
It's similar.
Yeah, I'm not talking that many bugs that look like a cloud. Yeah.
It looks like just to the west of Wichita Falls.
See? Poor Wichita Falls. I had a kid who lives there now. Just we haven't gotten there to visit yet. get around to it maybe in a little while. We'll
wonder see. If they chose that place on purpose.
Yeah, then. Really good point. Yeah, a 10-month-old baby in Lakeville, Minnesota. So what did they do? Did they dissipate him with bug spray, or did they just go
they
away
just
by themselves?
They just eventually kind of dissipate on their own. They say it's not terribly uncommon to see it like this.
It's like a bug flash mob. Is that it?
I guess so.
Okay, and then they just dissipate. All right. They all lose interest. All
but
of
I mean,
a
it's on radar. It's broccoli and cheese.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, why do we multitask And exactly how bad is it for us to multitask? Apparently really bad. Scientists have discovered when they outfitted a bunch of computers in a study room at a university. They did not tell us which university this was, but just a university. So, with a task tracker, this gave them an unfiltered image of what students were doing with their time. See, now that's a scary prospect right there. Students estimated that they can concentrate on their work for about 5 minutes at a time. And if a five-minute attention span seemed short, the experiment actually found out that their attention span on average was 31 seconds.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, thank you. The biggest culprit, of course, social media, specifically Facebook. Researchers said Facebook use is a key contributor to and an initiator of task switching and multitasking behavior. What can you do? Well, actually what you should do is just put a Facebook blocker in there. Just put a Facebook blocker in there. Could you do that? See, guys, I don't know. I don't do Facebook. I know it's out there.
I occasionally need it for part of my job, but yeah, I'm not that attached to Facebook.
Yeah, I use it a lot for in here.
And look, we're the wrong people to talk about this because, you know, we get our egos massaged because we get to do a radio show. So, I mean, it's not... It's just interesting.
I heard a researcher doing pretty much the same thing. Said there's no such thing as multitasking. You can only single task. You multi-ignore.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
And it's true.
Yeah.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by and our experienced caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to CherryRufino.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
You always get great-tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now, you can get valuable points, too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So, get your card today and register it at MySubwayCard.com. Then, earn a point for every dollar you spend. Subway Rewards points can add up fast. Simply redeem them for subs, salads, drinks, or sides. Just save up to enjoy all your favorites. Subway. Eat fresh. At participating restaurants, Subway Card must be registered to earn points. Visit MySubwayCard.com for more details.
Good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, cops in Winter Haven, Florida, say a man knocked himself out by intentionally headbutting a bus.
You're not going to win that one.
Think not. Witnesses say the unidentified man was riding the bus, jumped off at a stop, When he tried to board the bus again, the driver told him he needed to pay a second $2 fare. That's when he allegedly became enraged, slammed his head against the vehicle, shattering the glass door. Wow. Knocking himself out cold.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Came to a few seconds later, says here, and ran off. I think staggered off, but police now working to identify the man using security footage.
Wow.
Okay. In case you're wondering. Also, we mentioned earlier this month, I think, that there's an unauthorized movie for Saved by the Bell in the works.
Yeah.
And an unauthorized Full House movie in the works as well. So,
ooh, behind the scenes of Full House. Dun, dun, dun.
How about behind the scenes and what's the other one?
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That was a little after my time.
Ah, gotcha.
That's more Patrick Wilhouse.
It is.
Okay. You'll be first in line, I know. All right, 7:26, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Shop and see them yourself at Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com. High today about, we're really getting close to 100, 97, 98. Heat index probably about 105 or so today, so pretty considerable. And then the low temperature will be in probably the middle to upper 70s. And we'll continue that pattern, it looks like, at least right now, all the way through Wednesday of next week. We're looking at 75 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
They are warning everybody who will listen that consumers could end up with dirty dishes if the Obama administration gets its way. Now, right now, the average Energy Star rated dishwasher uses 4 gallons of water every cycle. Not good enough. The Department of Energy has proposed new limits per load of dishes, 3.1 gallons. But when the companies that make dishwashers, like GE and Whirlpool, tweaked their machines to meet the new rule, the results were terrible. Rob McAver, a lobbyist for the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, says they found some stuff that was pretty disgusting. Food stuck to the dishes. If the new rule sticks, he predicts people will end up using more energy because they'll have to run the dishwasher twice or maybe rewash the dishes by hand. He also says the real reason for the rule change is political. Department of Energy is pushing the rules to meet greenhouse gas emission goals under Obama's climate plan. It's the global warming hoax again, folks. McAver says that appliance makers want to work with the regime, but not if it means they're forced to make appliances that aren't effective. Now, normally, you don't have to think about your dishwasher after you turn it on. But with liberals, everything is political. Government has invaded every facet of your life, down to the amount of water your appliances are allowed to clean your dirty dishes. And wait till they try to take your air conditioning away from you next. That's coming.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, this is big. My friends at Mahindra are rolling out a new off-road vehicle called the Mahindra Impact XTV. It is built from the ground up right here in the good old U.S. of A. It's a real workhorse. It helps you haul more, tow more, and do more on your land and have a little more fun, too. All with the Mahindra quality you have come to expect. The Mahindra Impact delivers best-in-class cargo capacity, towing capacity, and ground clearance, plus true four-wheel drive and a 3-year warranty. So if you're headed to your Mahindra dealer for dealer day savings on the world's number one selling tractor, be sure to check out the all-new Impact XTV, too. You'll be just as impressed as I am. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The president and three vice presidents of the Houston YMCA are in the Twin Cities today at the invitation of a local steering committee that's interested in a branch location. A preview was given at last night's College Station City Council meeting. Leading the more than 30-member group is Councilman Carl Mooney. Among the questions was if the Y was expecting the city to pay what Mooney estimated was an $18 to $25 million facility.
Might the city be able to contribute towards that, the construction of that facility? Perhaps, maybe donation of land, for example? That would be one way to do it.
When asked if the city would be asked to help pay operational costs, Mooney suggested the Y taking over city programs.
After school programs, for example, all right, senior programs, all right, those are all possibilities. What about aquatic programs? Could we possibly ask the Y to take over and, in fact, outsource our aquatic programs?
The Y executives will meet with 20 local officials representing both cities, Texas A&M, Blinn College, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and local business owners. Mooney says private donations are covering the costs. You're invited to a memorial service this Sunday honoring Still Creek Ranch's co-founder, Margaret O'Quinn.
Margaret O'Quinn died earlier this month after being hospitalized for bacterial meningitis. She dedicated her life to helping abused, neglected, and abandoned children as the co-founder and longtime co-director of Still Creek Ranch. Her daughter, Mandy Berlin, will step into her role.
Her legacy in her shoes are very big to feel. She was an amazing woman that was just ready to help anybody. She was so full of love and energy.
Berlin says the response to her mother's death was immense.
More than anything, it is just the lives that my mother impacted and the outpour of cards and calls and texts and emails from so many different people. So when we started to decide where to have this, we knew we needed a large capacity. And
Berlin says they decided to host the memorial service at the Brazos County Expo Center. It is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been 3 months since MSC Opus teased us about additional events for the upcoming season of the Performing Arts Series. While we're waiting for the details of a mystery event, Opus has announced a special concert with Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt. The musicians will present an acoustic performance in Rudder Theater the evening of November 3rd. Those who have Opus main stage packages can buy tickets from today through the 21st. Remaining tickets will be sold starting August 17th. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. A high-speed chase Wednesday night involving DPS troopers and a stolen vehicle from Brazos County resulted in a crash that resulted in one death and three others going to the hospital. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the pursuit began in Brenham at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 and ended on 105 near the Brazos River Bridge west of Navasota.
One of our troopers noticed the vehicle was driving erratic and the occupants of that vehicle not wearing a seatbelt. So the trooper attempted to make a traffic stop on State Highway 105 while they were traveling eastbound. The vehicle then fled from the trooper at speeds over 100 miles an hour. During the pursuit, the vehicle actually was crossing over the other side of the roadway, forcing people off the roadway.
Morgan says the stolen vehicle struck a car that had pulled over. Two passengers in the stolen car were ejected. One died at the scene. She was identified as 29-year-old Amelia Mejia of Waco. The other passenger, 18-year-old Justin Garcia of Bryan, is hospitalized in Brenham. Morgan says the driver, 18-year-old Frederick Devon Cross of Navasota, got out but was caught by a trooper. Cross received medical treatment, then was taken to the Washington County Jail. Morgan says two occupants in the car that was struck received injuries but not believed to be life-threatening. Waller County officials say it does not appear that Sandra Bland was involved in a violent struggle before she died in her jail cell and more information was released about her physical condition at the time of her death.
Harris County medical examiners have concluded that Bland hanged herself to death in jail with a plastic trash bag, based on the physical evidence.
Had this been a violent struggle or a murder, you would most likely not expect to see a consistent and uniform ligature mark around her neck.
Waller County prosecutor Warren DeProm says preliminary reports show she had marijuana in her system and must have ingested a large amount for it to still be present days later. Of note, 30 cut marks found on her left arm that were in a state of healing, most likely done 2 to 4 weeks prior to the arrest. Bland was arrested after becoming combative with an officer in Waller County after a traffic stop. Her family does not believe she would have taken her own life. Austin York, TSN News.
Waller County Sheriff Glenn Smith released a statement yesterday saying guards who evaluated Bland determined she was not suicidal when she was booked. The Texas Department of Public Safety has added a Bryan man to their 10 most wanted fugitives list. 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. is wanted for engaging in organized criminal activity. Information leading to the capture of the gang member, who has ties to Navasota and Houston, can result in getting a cash reward of up to $5,000. More information, including a photo, is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots. New ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This weekend, make plans to get out in the country and kind of get out of the heat a little bit. Peach Creek Vineyards, they're out south College Station. Look for the signs as you go past the Speedway. Peach Creek Vineyards, kind of a unique Texas winery and vineyard. If you have a special event that you'd like to host somewhere, Peach Creek Vineyards has a pavilion there. It's great for private parties or birthday parties, class reunions, informal weddings. It overlooks some water in the vineyard. It's a great venue for that. Now, Peach Creek Vineyards is open on Fridays from 1 to 5, Saturdays noon to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5, but other times are available by request. If you want to bring your own goodies out there and enjoy them, do that. You can also get cheese trays and other snacks for your consumption for sale out there. In the heat, may not be anything better than getting one of these wine slushies, which is kind of a deal where the slush is unflavored, but you flavor it with one of the Peach Creek Vineyard wines and make it a really nice chance for you to get together with friends and, like I say, get a little break from the heat. If you'd like to find out more about it, go to their website, peachcreekvineyards.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. They've got some special events coming up next month. And don't forget that Peach Creek Vineyards also is the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch. That's Texas-grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit Cashin Dental Com.
740. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging systems. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Another hot day shaping up for the region. Lots of sunshine. It'll push temperatures to 95 to 100. The heat index today probably around 105. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 75. For tomorrow, we're sunny, we're hot, we're 95 to 100. Again, the heat index tomorrow afternoon, close to 105. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 75. It'll be sunny and hot Sunday. Temperatures are probably going to be up around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a minute with the SEC Power Rankings out for basketball. A&M is in at number 2. A pair of Aggies do well in the Pan American Games track and field this time. Astros get some late inning heroics to get a win, and more coming up in sports in 10.
And we'll be here for that. So now, read an interview where they're chatting with a guy who's the head of Coca-Cola. Probably can't even name who that'd be, right? Of course not. It's some guy named, Kent. Muhtar Kent, head of Coca-Cola. Had no idea, did
nope,
you?
Nope, not a clue.
Well, here's the deal. Apparently Coke not trending quite with the numbers that they thought they would. The Share a Coke thing where they put people's names on the labels, if you've seen that. That really has not met their expectations. So where they're finding growth is in what they call still beverages. That would be your non-carbonated stuff.
Hmm.
That'd be your, like, tea.
Agua.
Agua, yes. And also their nutrient-rich milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. As far as growth is concerned, we're talking double-digit growth in their dairy drinks, which we'll talk about in a minute. One of the things that they said is kind of trending now are these 7.5-ounce mini drinks. You know, the little can?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I call mine Cat Cokes because when we're out of Diet Coke, like we are this morning.
Oh,
boom,
no.
Boom. I mean, Friday, whistling, wait. Everything's fine. Go in there, drop in my 50 cents, and we get the blinking sold out. But fortunately, Kat McMullen, who is on Peace 107, had gotten me what I call them Cat Cokes. There's little 7.5-ounce bottles, cans.
It's like the pony bottles used to be.
Problem is, she got them about a year ago. No, not the problem is that she got them there. The problem is I haven't consumed them in a year,
and uh-huh.
They do have an expiration date. There's no.
It was
no
a little flat.
That.
You did it anyway.
A little funky. Yeah, one sip of that, and I said, I'm good. But this dairy product that they are putting out, the company is enjoying growth in brands like Minute Maid Pulpy Super Milky.
Oh,
which is a mix of juice and milk developed in China. And Santa Clara, which makes yogurt and other dairy products in Mexico. All right. Again,
pulpy
super milky. Yeah, a mix of juice and milk.
That just sounds nasty.
I don't think we're ready for that here.
I am not.
That's okay in U.S. America. You know, not in China, but not in U.S. America. I don't think we need to do that.
So not, no.
Okay, word spy, it's words that are... well, out there on the interweb, if you haven't seen them, a nonversation. This would be a completely worthless conversation or small talk.
Hey,
yeah.
Change the name of our show.
Yes. Distensia, when you walk into a place but immediately forgot why you got there. Chip tease, that's a bag of chips. It looks full, but in fact,
I love that.
It's full of air. Texpectation. This would be the anticipation that you feel when you are waiting for a text from someone or for them to respond to yours. And I like this. Afterclap. That's the last person to clap.
Just one more?
Yeah. Oh, we're done. Okay, everybody finish. Okay. And there's a new app out there called Say More. Wants to bring back the old school phone conversation. Say More lets you browse pre-made discussion topics, preview the profile of a conversation partner, and start a free call with them. Once you fill out your profile, Say Now gives you a curated list of things that you could talk about. For instance, the Eurozone.
Really?
Fashion, technology, parenting, or trending. You pick one out, And then there you go. You vet a person who you want to connect with. You start the call with one tap. For privacy, you never enter your phone number or you see the other person's, or do you see their last name? And if you're only, if there's one topic that you're interested in and that's it, then it lets you select it and a couple of other topics that you might want to be into and choose how long you are available to take a call from someone. You got enough to do in your life? You don't have to do that? I mean, I'm just...
I think I'm good.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, if that drink tastes like Dreamsicle, I'm in.
That might work. Hello.
Now, that pulpy, milky thing kind of sounds like an Orange Julius.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I remember Orange Julius, and pulpy, milky, juicy thing. Did you have a picture of it?
I mean, it looks like it, I don't know, one of those.
And is it orange
yogurt
juice?
Smoothies or
oh,
something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is it orange juice? I mean, it could be some other kind of juice, too.
Yeah, that's true.
If I say Chuck Taylor to you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Basketball shoes.
That's right. For 98 years, Converse has made that Chuck Taylor shoe. Well, now they are updating it.
No.
Well, they
already have, kind of.
On the outside, they look nearly identical. But inside the Chuck 2, it's more comfy on your feet. Nike owns the Chuck Taylor All-Star shoe. But before you feel outraged about Nike's shoe technology invading your classic Chucks, important to remember, Nike actually bought Converse back in 2003 after it went bankrupt. So without Nike, your Chucks wouldn't even exist. The Chuck 2, as it's officially called, it's, of course, Roman numeral 2, wouldn't be that curly thing.
It looks exactly the same.
Is the inclusion of a material called Lunarlon, developed by Nike. It's a lightweight and bouncy foam that the company says it uses in its running and basketball shoes. Lunarlon will now be incorporated into your Chuck 2 rubber sole. Probably still don't want to run a race or do something like that with them, but the Chucks will feel more comfortable after a long day, and there's more breathability. So
I have discussed that with some of the younger people up here, having actually trained in Chuck Taylors when I was in junior high as my running shoes.
Well, back then, what choice did we have? Was that or kids or barefoot?
Trying to explain to them
the differences.
Exactly.
Yes.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making it difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a term motivational speakers often use called failing forward. It's all about turning your mistakes into success. And one of the best ways to instill that idea into your children is to give them permission to fail. When my son Troy turned 12, he wanted to give Little League a try. I was definitely a little worried because he'd never played baseball before, while the other kids had been at it for 4 or 5 years already. And I feared once Troy took the field, it wouldn't take long for his inexperience to show through. To ease the pressure on him, I gave him permission to fail. Kids usually go into experiences like that determined to avoid mistakes. And when they fail, as they inevitably will, they're crushed. Instead, I suggested that he expect to fail and to be comfortable with it. Think of this year as a learning year, I told him. You may not be as good as some of the other kids, but don't get discouraged. Your coaches will help you, and the more you play, the better you'll get. You can use that same strategy in any area of your child's life. When children know failure is not only a possibility, but they should expect it, they won't be so embarrassed when it happens. They also won't feel the need to be perfect. And when they learn that lesson, they'll develop one of the most priceless abilities they'll need to be successful in life, the courage to try. For more encouragement to help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 751. We learned during yesterday's interview with Aggie Athletic Director Eric Hyman that the Aggs were second only to Florida in SEC titles last year. Things just keep getting better in Aggieland. After hauling in the best recruiting class in program history and the country, Aggie men's basketball program received even more hype from CBS Sports' John Rothstein. He picked the Aggies second in the SEC Summer Power Rankings. The top five start with LSU at 5, Mississippi State is 4, Vanderbilt 3, Texas A&M, of course, is 2, and no surprise that number one is Kentucky. In the Pan Am Games, A&M's Simone Facey, an A&M graduate and A&M Hall of Famer, advanced to the finals in the 200 meters after two rounds of action, and Lyndon Victor placed 7th in the decathlon. Facey won her prelim race, then placed 2nd in the semifinal heat. She'll run for gold today at 4:30. The Brazos Valley Bombers played the third of four straight row games, this time taking on the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Derek Hall had a great game on the bump for the Bombers, throwing 7 shutout innings while only allowing 5 hits and striking out 8. Bombers trailed 2-1 entering the 9th, fought back to a 3-2 lead heading to the bottom. The lead, however, would not hold up as the Bombers fell short 4-3. Brazos Valley is now 33-7 overall and 14-3 in the second half, and will try and improve on that tonight as they stay in Louisiana for a 7 o'clock start. And the Bombers yesterday learned that a split with East Texas was actually a sweep due to a forfeit by the Pump Jacks. They had a player that was ruled ineligible. In Major League Baseball, the Astros got some late-inning heroics from Jose Altuve.
And that's hit pretty deep to left field. Ramirez is looking up, and that's gone! A walk-off home run for Jose Altuve into the first row of the Landry's Crawford boxes. And the Astros win it 5-4.
Altuve homered with one out in the bottom of the ninth for the walk-off, and Houston beat Boston 5-4. Game was tied 4-4 when Altuve connected after Craig Breslow and homered into the seats in left center. It was close enough, though, it had to be reviewed, and the play was confirmed. Houston heads to KC for a red-hot Royals team. They'll start it off at 7:10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The Stros and Oakland Athletics made a few moves leading into the trade deadline. Houston picked up left-hander Scott Kazmir. Scott is a Houston native. And the Astros sent a pair of minor leaguers, including Aggie pitcher Daniel Mengden and catcher Jacob Nottingham. They'll head west. Both were playing for Class A Quad Cities. The Texas Rangers had the night off. They're in L.A. for the Angels tonight. First pitch at 9:05. That game will be joined in progress following the Astros game. That game also on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The Texas Rangers are 8.5 back of the Angels. The Stros are just 1 game back in the AL West. In what some call the embarrassment of riches for the Ohio State, their quarterback race is one short. Now, Braxton Miller has bowed out of the three-way quarterback competition and plans on focusing to play wide receiver in his final season of eligibility. He said that to Sports Illustrated yesterday. He missed all of the 2014 season after undergoing shoulder surgery late last August. Miller said he'd spend 80% of his time working with the H-backs during the summer camp and another 20% working as the quarterback. In the WNBA, the owners have unanimously approved the Tulsa Shock to head south. They're going to Dallas-Fort Worth next season. The Shock will finish out the current year in Tulsa. They're expected to play their home games at the University of Texas at Arlington. Now, the Shock originally started out in Detroit and moved to Tulsa in 2010. And finally, FIFA sponsor Visa Inc. is calling for an independent commission to be formed to clean up the world soccer scandal-ridden governing body. The credit card company joined fellow sponsor Coca-Cola, that's two big hitters, in asking for a commission to consist of, quote, impartial leaders to ensure the reform is credible. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Howdy, I'm Drew Cliff with BCR Realtors with the tip of the day. We are in full-blown selling season here in Bryan College Station. It is great to be a seller. Buyers are everywhere. So if you happen to be thinking about selling, now is the perfect time. Prices are high and homes have been selling in days, and many with multiple offers. If you want to sell for maximum price and in fewer days on the market, then you need someone who will price your house right, negotiate the deal, and close it on time. With years of residential and commercial experience, I'm your agent. Call me, Drew Clift, with BCR Realtors, 979-694-8844, 979-694-8844, or click on bcrbcs.com. BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Howdy folks, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win too on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights,